today on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? How we love them over there, man. So great. Seriously, you ready to take your grow to the next level? Whether it's looking for those shock absorber sized buds or even just tomatoes.
Pretty big, man.
It doesn't matter. Big, 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 big.
Shock absorbers aren't small.
No. Seriously, whatever you need for your grow, Smith Indoor Garden has you covered. All right. I don't want to get into a mass debate during this story, Hunter. A mask debate, all right? Should you wear a mask? That's not the point of this story. This has something completely... The moral of this story is completely different, and we'll figure that out. So, cops in Portland stopped a 45-year-old guy on Tuesday because he wasn't wearing a face mask inside of a store. It's mandatory right now throughout Portland.
Says it right there on the door.
I'm sorry, Poland. Apparently, I wanted to say. Anyway, let me start over from the top. Cops in Poland stopped a 45-year-old guy on Tuesday because he wasn't wearing a face mask inside the store. It's mandatory right now throughout Poland, okay? Then, while they had him in custody, they realized he was a fugitive who was wanted for murder.
Oh, come on. No way.
He had been on the run for 20 years and managed to avoid being caught until now. So the
Here's the thing. Here's what confuses me. If you're a murderer and you have the opportunity to wear a mask and cover your identity.
And it's totally, it's
acceptable.
Acceptable. And people are like, hey, thanks for wearing a mask. And you don't do it?
Well, honestly, it's the law.
Yeah.
Dude, you are a moron. This guy is a moron.
I mean,
easily could have walked around and just been fine.
It's like we gave him a free pass to hide his identity, and he's like, no, not going to do it. No.
Dude, you know what? I've never even really thought of that.
Yeah.
Do you think, like, the people on the run,
they're like, probably loving it
as soon as the pandemic
right
happened, they're like, dude, nice.
They're loving it. Yeah.
You have to walk around. Nobody's going to know.
Yeah. I mean, you're not raising any red flags now.
No.
Hiding your identity. Yeah. So we haven't seen any other details of this, but he'll now start serving out a 25-year prison sentence. Dude, on the run for 20 years, and because he couldn't follow simple mandates, he got busted. What an idiot.
It was inevitable. Yep. It was going to happen at some point. And, dude, you blew it.
Yeah.
You blew it, man.
Yeah. Nice.
How did he get around for 20 years?
This is almost even a free pass for the future. Even if things from this pandemic calm down, you know, you could still be like, I'm sorry, I just feel more comfortable doing it. And no one would say anything. Mm-hmm. No one would say anything. Be like, oh, okay, yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Walk in front of cameras. Mm-hmm. You can do it. You're fine. You're good. You're good to go.
You could literally murder someone and protect your identity and people would be fine with it. That's it.
Maybe unless you're OJ. He's kind of recognizable.
Because he likes to tell everyone that he's OJ. Hey, remember me? I'm OJ. Allegedly.
Kind of looks like OJ being that man.
Yeah, it is me. It is me, OJ. All right. There you go. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.